Holy Ghost. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. The Lord gave me I thought was going to be a song. I try to write a song every once in a while. I hadn't had no big hits, of course. But I wanted to write one about the Holy Ghost. But it didn't work out. It turned out to be a little old message. And I hope it'll be a blessing this morning. Who is the Holy Ghost? I'm glad we feel Him around here from time to time. He's the third person of the Godhead. Look with me in your Bibles. I want to read. I've got several verses, but just one that I'll have you turn into. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse number 14, 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. That's where the Holy Ghost comes in. He helps us. As God's children, He helps us. In 1 John 5:7, the Bible says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one." What does the Holy Ghost do? Well, He convicts lost sinners. He convicted me a long time ago, and I bless His name for doing just that. Before you got saved, you were under conviction. You might not have known that then. I didn't. But that was the Holy Ghost doing His job, making me miserable, making you... If you're saved, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That's His job, to convict. And not only before you got saved, but after you saved. Right now, when old Brother Gerald does something he shouldn't do, yes, conviction. Thank God for conviction. Then He seals us. The Bible says we're sealed unto the day of redemption by the good Holy Ghost. He fills us. It's God's will that you be filled with the Holy Ghost. Our meetings around here would be a whole lot better. And I'm going to tell you in a minute how to do that. Filled. He wants to lead you. He wants to teach you. And I spend a lot of time, where you might believe it or not, trying to study and pray and ask God to fill me for this lesson this morning. He wants to teach you, and He will. And thank God, He's the comforter. When your days are blue, when troubles come down to your house, when things ain't going so good, and your little world's turned upside down, He wants to be your comforter. And He will be. He can be. Jude 1:20, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." If you ever thought your prayers didn't get no higher than this ceiling, maybe you wasn't praying in the Holy Ghost. We need to pray in the Spirit. The Bible teaches that. Brother Tim, we need to sing in the Spirit too, don't we? Singing in the Holy Ghost. The Bible teaches we should walk daily in the Spirit, in witnessing. How many times have I tried to tell somebody about Jesus, and it just didn't go well. Maybe the Holy Ghost wasn't in it. We need to ask the Lord to lead us when we witness to folks. All through the Bible, men knew the Spirit of God. They knew the Holy Ghost. Adam, I believe, did in Genesis. And of course, John the Revelator. In Revelation 1:10, John said he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. John knew the Holy Ghost. Then there was John the Baptist, came out of the wilderness preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Peter, James, Paul, and many others knew this Holy Ghost that I'm talking about this morning. And today, you and I have that same access to the Holy Ghost. We can have just as much of the Holy Ghost as we want. Romans 5:5, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." Romans 14:17, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." 1 Corinthians 6:19, Paul said, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which hath of God, and ye are not your own." You're not your own anymore. Not if you've surrendered to the Lord. Not if you're saved. I guess the title of this little old message would be "A Biblical Prescription for a Sin-Sick Christian." Here's the answer right here. And I know I couldn't teach about a lot of things because I don't know about a lot of things in the book. But I can teach about what it's like to be a sin-sick Christian. I've been there. And you have too if you've been saved any length of time. Turning your back on the Lord, not doing what you're supposed to, not being spirit-filled. I know what it's like. But I got good news. There's a medicine that'll help. It'll make a sick Christian well. And I could spend a lot of time on what makes a Christian sick. I know what makes me sick. And you're probably pretty much like me. Probably the same sins make you sick. But most of the time, it's the things we do. Sometimes it's the things we don't do. Could be the places we go. Or it might be the places we don't go. Could be the things we say with this thing right here. And then a lot of times it could be the things that we don't say. Spiritual sickness. I'm talking about a sin-sick Christian. James said to the believers in 4:12, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Galatians 5:16 says, "Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." The flesh, that's where the sin comes from, is this old flesh of ours. Ephesians 5:18 says, "Be filled with the Spirit." Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Do we really believe that sin will make us sick? Do we really believe that? We don't act like it sometimes. But it will. Sin will make a Christian spiritually sick. The Father, the great physician, has the answer. It's a dose of the Holy Ghost. You don't mess around with the Holy Ghost. You could ask Ananias and Sapphira. You don't mess around with the Holy Ghost. Paul said to the worldly believers at Corinth, he said, "Many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep dead." Why? Because of sin and disorder in the house of God. And God can still do that if He chooses to do so. What does a sick Christian need? Jesus said in Matthew 9:12, "They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. How are you feeling this morning? Are you feeling a little sick, maybe? Maybe for something you said last week? Something you done last week? Are you feeling just a little sick this morning? I got the answer. It's a dose of the Holy Ghost. It'll help you. It's a biblical prescription for a sin-sick Christian. The great physician, would love to make a house call, come by your place, and give you some medicine that really help. This sickness don't have to be fatal or final. Thank God. Failure's not final, is it, Brother Kent? Sickness is not final either. It's not fatal. This medicine, a dose of the Holy Ghost, works every time. Guaranteed, works every time. But I want to tell you, and I mentioned this the other day, it don't come in a generic form. Don't come in a generic form at all. It only comes from the great physician. It's fast working. It's great tasting. Lifetime refill. And it's no cost. Almost. It will cost you a little. But it's worth it. Now, it won't cost you in dollars. And a lot of folks here would like that. We've got some frugal people around here. I know some of them. Won't cost you no dollars. But it'll cost you some time. It'll cost you some time alone with the Lord. It'll cost you some time in prayer. And it'll cost you some time in fellowship. But it's worth it. It's worth every moment of it. I promise you this medication will make you a sweeter saint. It'll make you a stronger soldier in the service for the Lord. It'll make you love your wife. Make you love your husband. It'll make you love your family. It'll make you love your church, your pastor, and your brothers and sisters. But most of all, it'll make you love Him. And it'll make you adore Him like you never have before in your life. Let me say, a sick Christian don't need worldly advice from your lost co-workers. Have you ever been foolish enough to do that? Try to talk spiritual to somebody that hadn't got a clue what you're talking about. Don't need to talk to lost folks. And you don't need to listen to some crazy TV preacher that's way out past left field. They can't help you. And then, of course, Oprah and Dr. Phil, I wouldn't fool with them. But a dose of the Holy Ghost would help you. We need Bible medicine that comes from above, delivered by the great physician. Free delivery. No shipping costs. No long waiting period. No credit card needed. I like that. I've got a little credit card, but I hate to pull it out. I just assume nobody not even know I had one. No hidden charges, folks. It's a dose of the Holy Ghost. A lot of times, us Christians, as I said, talk to the wrong people. A lot of times we go to the wrong places looking for the Holy Ghost, looking for this medicine. Walmart's got a lot of stuff, but they don't have this. Not even Rite Aid up here or CVS. They don't carry it. Their warehouses don't stock it. It only comes from above. Comes from heaven. So, why do we look in other places? We know better. Why do we ask other people? We know better. You can't even ask the Baptists. They don't know. The great majority don't know. The Methodists don't know. Can't get it from them. Church of Christ certainly don't know. And don't ask religion. Religion never has known. Never will. Just ask the great physician. He knows your needs. My Father, the great physician, can put joy down in your heart and soul. John chapter 20, verse 22, the disciples received the Holy Ghost when Jesus breathed on them. Has He breathed on you lately? He'd love to. He'd love to fill you with a good Holy Ghost. You know, it's sad. The little church I got saved in, just enough God there to get you saved. And then they leave you. How many has experienced that? We're blessed here. Christians all over the world don't know anything about the Holy Ghost. And how blessed we are here at Liberty. Blessed and highly favored to have what we have and know what we know. And this book, I believe, is preached and it's taught here. We're not lucky. Don't ever tell anybody we're lucky down at Liberty. You might find luck in horseshoes or checkers or something like that. But we are blessed and highly favored. Now, I've talked about the medicine. It's a dose to the Holy Ghost. But I want to warn you now. There are some side effects to this medication. Life-altering. Life-changing side effects. But they're good side effects. They won't hurt you. They're good for you. And I mentioned one of these the other day, and if I'd have known I was going to teach in a few weeks, I never would have said anything. I believe, I asked Faye, I said, is Sunday Senior Citizens Day or something? Brother Randy asked me to teach. And, boy, this has been on my heart. Lord, give me this months ago. And I got a little anxious here a while back ago, but I'm sharing it with you today. The Lord give me this riding to Carrollton. And boy, the Lord was giving me this stuff, Brother Mike, faster than I could comprehend it. I bless His good name today. Thank you, good Holy Ghost, for convicting me and saving me. Okay, some of the side effects. It causes lightheadedness. You know, that foggy feeling? It gets real hazy. You ever been that way? I mentioned this a while back ago. The two Super Bowls. Many times the Holy Ghost has been here. Many times. But those two Super Bowl Sunday nights, I'll never forget. We were sitting right there, and there was a mist up here. And we wasn't the only ones that saw that. Others saw it too. The Lord saved souls and helped people those nights. Not once, but twice. And then at home, my neighbors would have me committed sometimes. I've actually marched around my house. I have. Full of the Holy Ghost. Studying, praying, fellowshipping, worshiping just me and the good Lord. And the medicine kicked in. Here come the fog. And I done got up and was walking around the house crying and praising God. Money can't buy that. I don't care how many millions you got, money can't buy that. Then this medicine, also one of the side effects is watery eyes. It's increase in tear production, I guess, is maybe what the doctor would say there. But it's safe. It won't hurt you. Don't damage your eyes. Actually, it'll help you. You'll see clearer. your vision will be better than it ever has been. You might even see things like Jesus would see them. How about that now? Would you like to see things like He does? Looking through different eyes. You might even see the needs of others instead of your needs and your wants all the time while taking this medicine. Then it's works on your ears too. It's an ear opener. You'll hear things. You'll hear the Word of God. You'll want to hear things. And then it's strange, but sometimes it's an ear blocker. It blocks out things that you don't want to hear. Many times my ears are blocked up and I'd walk away. Didn't want to hear it. Then it causes dizziness sometimes. That vertigo feeling. And the best thing to do, I found this out, is just go to your knees. Just go down to your knees and start praying. And don't be in such a hurry to get up. Stay down there for a while. Because if you're like me, your prayer time, you're way behind anyway. So stay down there a while and talk to the Lord. And I said, go down to your knees. And now, you don't have to be on your knees to pray. I'm not that foolish to believe God couldn't hear you standing or sitting or laying in the bed. But we're talking to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We need to show a little respect and get on our knees. And I'm trying to get all this in. There's another side effect. There's a change in sleep patterns. You might read your Bible a little later at night. You could fellowship with the Lord a little earlier in the morning. You might could pray a little more and sleep a little less. But I believe that if you got 6 hours instead of 8, I believe you'd feel like you got 8 if you spent some time with the Lord. Speaking of the Holy Ghost a moment ago, years ago over in Douglas County, our pastor wanted prayer around the clock before revival. Starting at 6 o'clock that night, praying to 6 o'clock the next morning. And he wanted volunteers, 2 men, every hour. I said, well, that sounds good. I'll do my part. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Boy, those slots was going like hotcakes. Got to 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, things sort of slowed down a little bit. And I said, Lord, I'll do it. I'll do it. Things got slow. People wasn't volunteering. And I said, Lord, I will. I'm just waiting a little bit, you know, make sure I don't want to knock somebody else out of a blessing. Finally, 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock was filled. Well, that Saturday night, when the men were praying, I was at home sleeping like a baby. Guess what happened about 2 o'clock? Woke up wide awake. Tossing and turning, couldn't go back to sleep. And the Holy Ghost said, you might want to slip off in the other room and do what you said you was going to do. That's what the medicine will do for you. Then it causes nausea sometimes. You get sort of that sick feeling down inside when you see how you've really been. When you see how sinful you are and how wicked you are. You see how small you are and how big God really is. Y'all've had that nauseated feeling too, haven't you? You see how low you are. and how nothing you are, and how great and how wonderful God really is. You know, it just seems like that if you would do the things I've talked about this morning, if you would work for Him, and you'd study, and you'd pray, and you'd try to win souls, and you was faithful, and you tithe, it seems like you could pat yourself on the back for what a good job you've done. But it don't work that way. You see how little you are and how big He is. It works right the opposite. We see how little we've done, how weak we are, and how strong God is, and how wonderful He is. And all this starts with a dose of the Holy Ghost. Brother Gerald, you're trying to tell me if I do all these things, if I do all these things, God will love me more? No. But you'll love Him more. That's how the medicine works. You'll love Him more. Because He can't love you any more than He already does. My, He sent His Son to die for you. He's blessed you and kept you safe and been a hedge about you, giving you health and strength and families and homes. And He's promised you a mansion in glory. How much more could He love you? But you'll love Him more than you ever have. Have one final thing in closing. How many in here is on medicine of some sort? Pills. You go to the great physician. I mean, you go to the physician, don't you? When you're sick. And you get medicine. It's what I've talked about this morning, spiritual sickness. We need to go to the great physician. And He's got the medicine we need. He can write that prescription. And you'll find these words. Remember, your great physician has prescribed this medication because He has judged that the benefits to you is greater than the risk you are taking before you began this medication. You've been attentive, and I appreciate that this morning. I hope I've helped you just a little bit. Brother Ken, we...
Real good, Roger.
Good.